You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Yeah, you heard that right. It's open mic time, and it's me, your host, Daniel, Monday 2 to 3. This is episode number 33, I believe, and it's going to be a good one for you. Just been putting together my set for a few hours today, really trying to get you a lot of new music and maybe some music with connections, so some music that I think sounds like some other music, and obviously finishing the end with some, hopefully I can get two in this week because I've been kind of slacking, but two songs from album of the week or album of the day, but rather at the end of the week. Those ones I'm really looking forward to play, but I'm going to start off with a bunch of new music. I know that I play a lot of pop, so I haven't played any of this pop musician, though, and he just had a new record come out. He goes by the name Kieran J. Callinan. You probably, if you have heard about him, you know about him either really well and you love him, or you may have seen a music video of his go viral a few years ago in which a cowboy sings in the clouds right above the mountaintops. It's a song called Big Enough. If you haven't heard it, go check that one out. Gonna be playing one song off his new album here. Gonna be jumping right into it. My favorite, also very relatable. It's called Anemic Adonis, and I am severely anemic, so I can relate to that title. The album is If I Could Sing, and it just came out this year. This has definitely been my favorite off it. Maybe I'll play another song by him after if I'm feeling it. I know he did do a feature on the Jockstrap remix album, I Heart You Cutie. I can't remember the rest of it. Let me see if I can find it. You know what? I'll play the song, I'll find it, and then I'll let you know. This one here, Anemic Adonis by Kieran J. Callinan.
Double dog. While we face the truth, you don't have to talk.
Track right there, the second one, For You by Coloring, off his second album, Love to You Mate. It's an artist out of Nottingham, I believe. I don't know if I'm wrong. I believe it's Nottingham, but we can just say UK and leave it there. Fantastic track. Album that's honestly really heartfelt and kind of a little sad. I believe he wrote it on the wake of hearing about his brother-in-law's stage 4 cancer diagnosis. So, I mean, I guess not a good thing to lean into those when making your art, but if they happen, they do tend to take your art to the next level. Good example, Funeral by Arcade Fire. Story behind that one, I believe every single member of the band had at least one person pass in their life, and it led to this culmination and incredible album that I would definitely say probably top 10 Canadian album of all time, but maybe I'll play some for you later. I've played it on here a few times, and I'm pretty sure most people out there know it. So I'm going to be playing some new music. Also, I'm from Montreal. This is a band called Diamond Day. This is, I believe, their debut record. Let's just make sure about that. Oh, no, I am wrong. This is, I think, their second or third record. The album's called Connect the Dots, and I'm going to be playing here the title track, Connect the Dots. So
thank you.
That one right there, Despondent by Laloon off their debut EP Disparity. Great EP, just keep coming back to listen to it. I love shoegaze, especially shoegaze that sounds exactly like that, so they really hit it. And you know what, I think they really hit it, like the, a lot of people in the town, because I've been hearing rumblings before I'd heard about them, hadn't heard a single thing, listened to this EP on our playlist, and now it's like every single show I go to or every band I talk to, it seems like everybody's heard them or seen them. So if you want to see them for yourself, this Saturday, June 8th at Green Auto as a part of Music Ways 2024. They will be playing. Slot time is at 10:30, so definitely check that out. Get some tickets for that. Gonna be sticking with this kind of rock, but moving it towards punk. Got a band here out of Calgary. Been playing a lot of bands out of Calgary, which reminds me, Sled Island coming up later this month. Definitely get some tickets for that. I think I'll be going, but gonna be seeing what I can set up over there. Don't know anybody over there, so if you want to give me a little tour, I'd be more than welcome. You can find a way to contact me. Probably hit me up on Instagram. It's V4SSHole. Quite cryptic, but once you type it in, you'll see what it means. A little bit of my last name in there. But anyway, this band from Calgary, Dismania, some punk. This one here, the track They Live off their new album, Ode to the Lost Art of the Slumber Party Massacre.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Faux, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s zam rock revivalist Witch, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juanita Molina. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Well, speaking on Sled Island earlier, and then there you go, just a little promo about it upcoming. We here at the station actually have a contest. You should definitely go and enter it. We are giving away 2 tickets to Planet Giza on June 19th. In order to enter the contest, go to our Linktree, so linktree.com/CJSFradio, and the entry link will be on there. Everything you need will be on there. So if you're going to be in that area or you're planning to go out and you want some free tickets, definitely be good. I think it's Planet Giza and then guests, a gauntlet of guests, I think. So it's going to be like Boy Wonder and Mackie Lavender and a couple other people. So sounds like a good time. Maybe I'll be there. Maybe I'll catch it. We'll see. Going to be keeping it in Calgary, keeping it more. I guess that wasn't really punk, that last one, that This Mania track. The rest of the album, really punk. That was more of the, like, the most slacker of all the tracks. Going to be making it even more slacker, a little more distorted here with this band out of Calgary, Freeson, Hume, and Waters. Just a trio of guys playing. I believe the band or the album is called Night Speak, and it seems like, from what I read on their Bandcamp, it might have just been live jams that they kind of put together, but they did release it, and then their last album, the album released right after this, Live at Highline, was a live version of this album, so I'm not too sure if they were pre-recorded or if they were all live, but you don't want to hear any more of me, you just want to hear it. This track here is called Rained Out. That one again right there, Freesin' Human Waters, the song Rained Out off Night Speak. Just check their Bandcamp. Yeah, it seems like it was a series of live jams that were chopped up kind of in the same way that Miles Davis used to chop up his old improv for albums such as Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way. And I feel like a few of the Fusion albums later on as well, but those two I know. And I also know Can did a very similar thing with my favorite of their albums, Tag Omega, where they spent a few months in a kind of patronage situation, which I think we should be bringing back. I think the best art is made under a patronage situation. You get some guy, so hopefully some rich person to pay you, and it gives you complete freedom to make your art. But anyway, yeah, some rich guy paid Can to stay in a German castle somewhere near Cologne, where they're from, or where they were from, and spent a few months there, recorded some incredible jams, and then chopped it up, and that's what Tag Omega is, which also explains why the live versions of every track on there sounds fantastic. But anyway, that was a bit experimental. I guess, like, I have a loose definition of slacker, but I'm like a hardworking slacker, so I like to be thinking when I'm slacking. This next here, I'm gonna try and bring a couple people back, maybe catch some people's ears while they're scanning through the channels. This one here is some French pop.